is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye, and it's Saturday lunchtime, and we're here at Phoenix Square in the cultural quarter of Leicester, and we've been joined by, well, I don't know, what's the best way of describing Holly Jacobson? Are you a young actress? Are you an author? Are you a playwright? How do you describe yourself?
An actress and filmmaker.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 9, but I'm 10 next month.
Very good. You always know how old you are next month. I think I'm 47 next birthday, but that's a little bit of a way in the future. So why am I interviewing you here today?
About the competition I've entered, about my Shiny Metal Book competition by Leicester Council, Building Skills for the Future.
Okay, now I've seen your fantastic little film that you're in on Vimeo, yeah, and it's about Katie and the Cupcake Cure. So tell me a little bit about the book.
Well, it isn't really about cupcakes, like I said in my video. It's more about, like, bullying and how people my kind of age, girls my kind of age, go through bullying and making new friends.
Okay. Now, in the video, you've got some girls in it as well. There's 6, is that correct?
Yes, there are 6 girls from my drama group, Urban Young Actors, in my video as well. Which was really fun.
And what's it like? What was it like working with your friends from drama group?
It was really fun, and yeah.
Now, who made the film for you?
I made it.
And who filmed it? Was it you that actually filmed it as well?
I set up all the cameras, like set it up where I wanted the camera and stuff, but Daddy filmed it for me.
Okay. So now I've known Ben for quite a while. All through the documentary club and that, and he's sitting here giggling over my shoulder now because he can't quite believe we're doing an interview with Holly. But from your point of view, did you enjoy making it? Is this the sort of thing that you really enjoy doing?
Yeah, I just really love making films, both sides of the camera really.
Now tell me a little bit about what you've just shown me on your iPad.
Well, it's my script is a modern day version of Hansel and Gretel. And I've turned it a bit because the stepmother is always the one that gets blamed. And it's actually the father's kid. And, like, it's always blamed on the mother, like the stepmother. But the father's the one who is actually there for his children. So that's how I kind of changed a bit.
Okay. Now let me ask you about home education. Do you enjoy being educated at home?
I love it. It's so much fun. Better and I love it, but I have never been to school, so.
Now, how many books do you reckon you read at any one time? How many books have you got on the go normally?
Quite a lot, but I'm currently reading Coraline, and one of my favourite books are Ender's Game, The Hobbit, and this one, which I particularly liked because I just finished reading it at the time, so it was very much on my mind.
Was it a very difficult choice to pick a book to actually submit to the competition?
Yeah, but I thought this would be a better one to do because, like, with The Hobbit, it'd be more difficult because, like, everybody's heard of it mostly and it's just difficult to say much, so I thought this would be a good choice.
So do you think something like a subject about bullying and to be able to use the opportunity to make the film and raise the issue of bullying amongst young people your age was a really important thing to do?
Yeah, and it just seemed like the right one to really use, so.
Okay. So what are your plans for the future? You look like a young lady who's got plans for the future. Tell me, what are you doing next?
Well, I'm making my film that I've just told you about, and do some more acting and just do this and just carry on doing loads.
Well, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you.